G'day Rockstar, Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Machine. In this quick video, I want to let you in behind the scenes of the Tribal Council I've just run with my virtual team here in the Philippines. Hey, so I'm here at Pearl Farm Resort in near Davao in the Philippines, down south, where my team are based. And twice a year, every year, we bring our team together to the resort here, or kind of somewhere fancy, in the last couple of times it's been here, to work together in what we call Tribal Council. And no one gets voted off the island usually, so that's pretty cool. But it's 3 days. We work really intensely together. We're normally in a virtual environment, you know, me in Sydney or around the world, wherever we happen to be, and them here in the Philippines. We've got a, you know, we've got people in Australia and New Zealand as well. But it's great to be able to take the virtual and make it real. And so on the Tribal Council, we work together for 3 days solid here on the island, and we have a bunch of fun as well. But in 3 days, we usually get between, you know, I'd say minimum 6 months worth of progress done in 3 days, because there's some things you can do quickly when you work together that makes things happen fast. So I want to give you a quick heads up about a couple of things that we did in Tribal Council. Firstly, in our very first session, we collect three things: wins, issues, and opportunities. So firstly, wins. We make a big list each of all of the wins that we've had as a company since last time we came. All of the wins and why they matter. Right, so we do positive focus. What was the win? Why does it matter? What's the further progress we can make? And what's our first step? So we collect all the wins. Then we go, what are the issues that, you know, the problems, the stucks that need to get solved? And then thirdly, what are the big opportunities that we each see coming ahead? Right, we get those all up on a board, and then we get to vote which of the opportunities and which are the issues that we solve at this Tribal Council. Does that make sense? Next, Kiri Marie and I always come with a theme. We've got a theme for the next 90 days. And so we unpack the theme, how it relates, why it's important, what the measures will be, what the five projects are that, you know, together we decide on five projects to make the numbers come true, the theme come true. And we kind of project plan that out as well as what's the celebration going to be when we hit those numbers, when we hit that particular goal, right? A third thing that we do every single time we get together at Tribal Council is we go deep into the soul. You know, our core values. There are nine parts of the soul of Black Belt. And so we unpack, how do we go living them? You know, who lived which values best? How do we reinforce it? How do we make it stick? How do we make the soul just ooze through and marinate through everything we do as a company, both with clients internally and solo? So we kind of marinate in the soul. Next, what do we do? Well, we got roughly three sessions a day. So we go, three 90-minute sessions starting at 9-ish in the morning through to 3-ish, and then we just relax and have fun in the afternoon. So I've kind of pretty much walked you through day one of a Tribal Council. Why do I tell you this? Well, firstly, because you probably should run one of these yourself. If you have a virtual team, sometime in the next year or so, you should get face-to-face with your person or team, right? Number two, I tell you this because in September this year, I'm getting some clients together here to Pearl Farm with their VA. So if you're in Black Belt, or you've been thinking about it, you've got a virtual assistant in the Philippines, what we do is we spend 3 days here at Pearl Farm working deep together on your soul, on your biggest wins, your problems, your issues and your opportunities. We project plan it out, right? We collect wins and opportunities. We work out what your theme's going to be for the next period and project plan it out. That's kind of day one together. Anyway, so if you're Black Belt watching this, just wanted to give you a quick reminder about the Island Intensive coming up in September. If not, dude, if you've got a virtual team, get face-to-face with them sometimes, because there's some things which you can get done so fast when you get together. Even great companies like Basecamp, which is completely virtual. If you haven't read the book Remote by Jason Fried and David Hanson, I really recommend it. A couple of times a year, shoom, they swoop into Chicago and get stuff done. There are some things that face-to-face does that virtual can't. That's my tip. So virtual's got a ton of advantages, but there's also a killer power in getting together. We call it Tribal Council twice a year, and we do a Vibal Council on the opposite quarters, which is a virtual Tribal Council. Anyway, that's enough from me this week. Listen, if you like this week's tip, please click the like button, spread the love. I've got a question for you. If you could leave me a comment in the comments box below. Do you have a virtual assistant? And what's the number one thing you wish a virtual assistant could do for you? Leave me a comment below. Let's continue the conversation about how to work well with your VA down below. Cool? Take good care. Leave me a comment, and I'll talk to you soon.